You're listening to Life Aquarian, a soul's journey through the human experience. And now, here's your host, Leanne.
Hello and welcome everybody to another episode of Life Aquarian. I am your host, Leanne, and I'm so happy to have you here joining me tonight as we talk about what's going on in my life this week. What's going on in my spiritual journey this week? Because that is what this podcast is all about. If you're new here, welcome. This is my forum in which I share my spiritual journey and everything I'm going through as I commit to walking this more enlightened, more awakened path. And it is a path that I've been committed to walking for the past decade. And I wake up every day setting the intention to get another day under my belt, because once you start doing this work, once you start studying these concepts, once you start opening your mind in this way, there is no going back. And so I like to turn on my microphone and turn on my channel and just let whatever comes through, comes through. Let whatever comes through, come through, in an effort to just be authentically me and express where I'm at in this moment of time. Right now. And it doesn't matter when you hear this, doesn't matter if you hear it on release day or 2 years later or whenever, because time is not linear anyway. But that is a program for another day. What I'm thinking about this week is actually something my therapist asked me. And I have therapy on Tuesday. I love my therapist and I feel very grateful to have this outlet in my life. And if you are working in any sort, it doesn't matter what profession you're in, but I think especially if you are in any sort of service or helping profession where you have this overarching goal to lift other people up, to coach other people, to be a positive resource for others, it is even more important. Well, no, it can't be measured. It is extremely important for you to have a place of non-judgment where you can go to share your own stuff. Because we're all human. And it doesn't matter what job you do, life keeps on lifing, and you have your own shit to work out. And if you're one of those people who is a really helpful friend, you give good advice, you're a shoulder to cry on, you may find that when you need that in return, it's a lot more difficult. Because you're that person. You're that person to everyone else. But when you need that, and I want us to all have this, but when you need that, you got to have somebody. And that's where therapy comes in. You have this person who agrees to be that outlet for you at the appointed time every week. And if you've got a friend or a family member or several that play this role for you, then you are very richly blessed. And if you have a therapy professional in your life to play this role for you, equally blessed. I'm really hovering here on this concept for a moment just because I think it's so important that we have someone that we can speak to in an unfiltered way, just to express our truth in the moment, our feelings in the moment. It doesn't mean we have to stay there. It doesn't mean we have to marinate in those feelings or stay in that space. But I do think it's important to dump all of that out and give it some airtime. Because what I've noticed is, what's this idea of toxic positivity? No, I'm not going to let myself think this. No, I'm not going to let myself admit that I feel this way. No, no, no. Just no. Uh-uh. This isn't happening. I'm not, no, plug in my ears. Uh-uh. No, not today. Not happening to me. I think that's effective and I think it's important and I think that we do that. But before we do that, we need to let the shit have its time on stage. We need to let those parts of ourselves that are feeling some sort of way about whatever thing, that are feeling fearful, that are feeling hurt, that have the regret, we need to let them have their say before we start trying to reprogram them. And that's what I believe. And therapy is a vehicle through which I do this. I talk to my therapist once a week for 50 minutes. I get 50 minutes a week where I can do this. And what is so funny is on those days where I don't think I have anything to say, where I go into the session feeling pretty good. I'm like, things are going well for me. It's been a pretty peaceful week. Haven't really had a lot of invasive thoughts I've had to deal with. Nothing too terribly triggering has been going on. I go into these sessions not even knowing what I'm going to be able to fill that space and time with, wondering how I will feel 50 minutes. And then I end up having some sort of cathartic experience where I cry and uncover something from my childhood that's just been bubbling around in the background that I haven't even realized was there. It's pretty amazing. So anyway, PSA for therapy. So this week, I'm talking to my therapist and I'm explaining just how I'm feeling in my life. I'm wondering how much of this I'm going to share. But it's probably something that we all experience at some point in our lives where, you know, it's this feeling of, I'm not doing enough. Nothing I do is enough. And I see all these people around me putting in so much effort, or that's what it looks like. They're taking action. It looks like a lot of effort. It's action. And it's more action than I'm taking, and they're getting more results because they're taking action. That's a funny thing about action, isn't it? You take it, and then you get results, and then you do a little more, and oh, what do you know? You get more results. But you do nothing, and you get nothing. And I really work hard to not compare myself to anyone. Even as I say that, I'm like, do I work hard not to do that? Is it hard work? I don't know. I don't know how true that statement is, but my point is this. I have this knowing or this voice, this calling inside of me that is saying, I am meant for more than what I am currently doing. I'm trying to find the best way to articulate this. I think we all feel that calling at some point in our lives, especially if you're on a quest for truth and soul searching and just figuring out the best way to live your life in a happy, harmonious way. The best way to weigh. We come here, most of us, or at least those of us who are on this path, and I have to believe if you're listening to this right now, you are said person. We come in with this knowing, this belief that we're here for something. We're here for some reason, and we're always looking around trying to figure out what it is. Is this it? Am I fulfilling my purpose here? Am I fulfilling my purpose over here? Is this my purpose? Is this my purpose? I'm almost seeing like this children's book in my head of like, it's called Is This My Purpose? Where you have this young person and maybe they start out as a younger person and it's just them over the course of their life and they're doing this. You know, gardening, is this my purpose? Babysitting, is this my purpose? Everything we do, we're looking for meaning in it. I've once said that I try to be the best at everything I do. I take everything so seriously. And if I were a scooper of poop, presumably dog poop, I would set out to be the best, most efficient dog pooper scooper that there is. And it's again, like even in the shit, trying to find purpose and meaning in the shit. And I have this tendency to pour myself so much into my work that pays me. The paying work gets the priority. The work that pays stays. I don't even know. I'm just saying it. So yeah. And I mean, I've even said before, like, if you want my time, if you want my attention, one way to get it is pay me. Those who pay get the priority. And that's just, it is the way that I have operated for most of my life. And then everyone else, I'll try to fit you in, including myself, as much as I can. And usually if someone has to be backburnered, it's going to be me. And if someone's dreams are going to be put on the shelf, it's going to be mine. And part of my passion is helping other people with their passions. And I've even thought, maybe that is my thing. Like, maybe that is what I'm here to do. Maybe that is my passion. Helping other people with their passions, helping other people build their dreams. Maybe that is my dream. Maybe that's it. But this week, my therapist challenged me to look at that in a different way. She said, Leanne, if you don't know much about me or what I do, I'm a freelancer. I am a freelance operations manager, assistant, wearer of many hats for female entrepreneurs that are mostly living in the coaching space. But I support these incredible, powerful women who are supporting other incredible, powerful women. And it's very rewarding and it's very fulfilling. And I really like what I do more than I've ever done in anything in my life. This has been such great work for me and I like it. So I have clients. And my therapist said, Leanne, when are you going to become your own client and put the same amount of energy you do working for other people back into yourself? When are you going to do that for you? And I was taken aback by the question. And I thought, oh, well, isn't that very interesting question. And as I thought about it later, snarky Leanne was like, well, when it starts paying the bills, I'll put as much effort into me as a client when I pay myself. So that is a question I'm bringing here to all of you because I thought it was a good one. It really made me think. Are you playing a background actor in your life? Are you in the background? Are you just in a supporting role? Encouraging other people, loving other people, assisting other people, helping them do their thing? Or are you taking center stage? Now, I have to be honest and say, I envy those people that come into this world knowing from the jump what it is that they are here to do. Whether it's, you know, people who create art. Like, I have my aunt, Linda, is an incredible artist. And I'm not even sure at what age she started doing art, but she's been doing it my entire life. She paints, she sketches, she sculpts, she does everything, and she's so good at it. She's passionate about it. And people who just come into this world knowing, I'm going to sing, I'm going to dance, I'm going to be a vet, I'm going to be a doctor. They just know. And they know with such conviction. And it's that. And they know that's the thing. And they pursue it ardently their entire lives. And I really envy that. I always wanted that to be me. I've said this before publicly, I know, I'm not a lifer. That's never really been my role, where I'm just like, oh, this is what I'm doing and I'm going to do this forever. No, no, it's not me. I'm cyclical. As I'm constantly changing, and as I change, my interests change, and I learn a little bit about this thing, and it's like, cool, yep, got it, moving on, what's next, what else is out there for me? But what really inspires me to pursue those passions to begin with is it's usually something having to do with work. It's something someone else needs. And so I figure it out and I do it, and I do it for someone else. And so I really started to understand the fact that I've never put that much time and energy into having myself as a client. I've dabbled in it. I've gotten a little bit. I keep hearing like taking the ball down the field, even though that would be a weird analogy for me to use. I think I probably got that from Andrea Schulman. You know, she's like, what can you do every day to get the ball further down the field? And I think about it, I'm like, okay, how can I get the ball further down the field? But with me, I'm not even in the game. I'm on the sidelines and I'm watching everyone else. And that's not really who I am, because I am a gamer. I love playing games, whether it's video games or board games or whatever. I'm not the kind of person where it's just like, you know, I've seen girls do this where a guy's like, hey, you want to come over and, you know, watch me play a video game? No, I absolutely don't. Give me a controller, get me in the game, then we'll talk. But now I'm not going to sit around and watch you play. No, I'm either playing too or I'm not interested. I'll just stay home. So I'm not a sit on the sidelines kind of person when it comes to gaming, but boy, when it comes to life, I sure seem to be. And I don't know why. I don't know. So I've been assuming this identity of, oh, well, my passion is just helping other people pursue their passions. And that's great. And I think it is a big part of my purpose. And I love doing it. And it is fulfilling. And it does bring me joy. But I have to believe, only because I have that inkling, only because I have that stirring in my belly that tells me there's something more for you. Why aren't you paying attention to me? And that's why I keep showing up every week to do my podcast, because I started this podcast in 2010. You would think I would have like, what, thousands of episodes? I don't. You want to know why? because I show up for a little while until I don't. Because I end up getting so distracted with work, so busy with work, or other things, but mostly work, that I just put it on the shelf and then I pick it up again months later, or most likely years later. And I really want to be done with it. I really want to be done with playing an extra in my own life. You know, we only get one. We only get one of these. Oh, well, we could come back for another. But I mean, this life that we're living right here in this body, in this space and time, we get one. And I'm at that biological age where I'm becoming more aware of where I'm at on that timeline of life expectancy, you know, barring any craziness, like where I'm at, how much time do I have left? We don't know. I don't know the answer to that, but it's a lot less time than I had at 22 or 32 or even 42. And even that becomes overwhelming sometimes because it's like, oh, well, you know, why even bother? It's a horrible attitude. But I'm just being honest about what thoughts sometimes sneak through. I don't give them a lot of attention or airplay, but I do notice them hovering about. And it doesn't even matter. We know age is just meaningless. We assign whatever adjective we want. We put whatever story we want to anything, to any age, to any whatever. And there are so many people that are doing incredible things at various stages of life, from the very beginning at the age of 5, like my great niece Krista, who just got her DBA and she has her own business now, to people who are in their 90s doing things. It's an excuse. Now, why I keep putting myself off, why I keep making myself last, why I don't give myself an opportunity to figure out what it truly is my soul is calling me to do and then doing it, I don't know. That's probably a question to answer in another episode. But the point of all this is to just get us thinking, what are you doing? What role are you playing? Background? Or lead? I would love to hear your thoughts on this. There are a few different ways that you can connect with me. Find me on Facebook. www.facebook.com/LifeAquarian1111. I'm also on Instagram. Leandrew, LEIGH-ANNDRUE. You can also email me, lifeaquarian@gmail.com. And let's get into this conversation. Let's talk about this. Tell me how you're feeling. You know, my first instinct is to think that you're all going for it. You're all going for it. You're taking action. You're doing the thing. You know what you want to do. You know what your passions are, and you're doing it. I just have this idea that most of you, if not all of you listening, are in that boat. That I'm just over here by myself, floating along in Extraville, being happy, just kind of being. I know that there is more for me. I have a voice. It can be a rather loud, opinionated one. I have things to say. I have thoughts to share. I have ideas. And to keep that all to myself? No. No. I think I was meant for more. And one way you can tell if you are on this side feeling what I'm feeling, one way you can tell that you're meant for more is if you see other people doing things and you get this little feeling, this little, oh, I wish I could do that. or that sure looks like fun, or wow, look at her. Because if you spot it, you got it. If you see something in someone else that you admire or that is inspiring you, that means you have that too. There is a part of your soul that wants to express itself in the same way. And it is just tugging at your sleeve saying, hey, you know what? We could do this. It may take some work. You may have to put some effort in. You may have to show up consistently. You may have to take action again and again and again and again to get that wheel turning, to get that ball rolling down the field. And I am showing up here tonight, taking accountability and letting you all know I haven't, but I'm about to start. And even as I make that declaration, I'm like, oh, can I? Will I? Is this an empty promise? But I'm here right now, aren't I? And I'll be back next week. Thanks so much for being here. Please keep in touch with me. Let me know how you're doing. Let me know how it's going. Let me know your thoughts. Answer the questions I've asked or talk to me about something else that's on your mind. It really means a lot to have you spend this time with me and share in these conversations. I know I'm the one with the microphone right now, but you have an opportunity to let me hear your side, and I would love for you to reach out. Until next time, hugs and kisses. Bye, everybody.